that area of the stomach. As you're typing, how are you doing with your eyes closed?
I'm good.
Okay. And I want you to see if you could just move the pain up a little. Just a little. Maybe on that knuckle, the middle knuckle.
No, I can't, and it's getting worse because I'm mad at you.
Okay. that pain is getting worse right there?
The pain hurts. The pain on my left hand hurts here, and on my right hand hurts here.
So it's different places.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, so keep typing. And as you're typing, and you're feeling this pain in your thumbs, what is your, like, reaction to the pain? Is it frustration?
It's frustration.
It's frustration.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
That is the thing we need to work on.
Okay.
So, what, like, all pain is, keep typing.
Mm.
I want you to see if you can do this while you're typing. All pain is just a sensation. So all you have right now is a sensation in both your thumbs. That's it. It's just a sensation. And it's the frustration and the fear and the impatience around that sensation that is turning it into unpleasantness. But all it is just a sensation. What?
It hurts.
This right there, your frustration about it is the only thing that's perpetuating these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You're mad at it for not going away.
Right.
You're annoyed that it seems to be getting progressively worse. You feel like a sense of helplessness. How am I ever going to be able to get rid of it?
Mm-hmm.
All of those things are the only thing that's fueling it. The goal is not to prevent the pain from coming on. The goal is to change the way you respond when it does. You did it with your neck. All you need to do is not give a shit. Can you do that right now?
Mm-hmm.
Try it.
I'm trying. I am actively trying.
Good. Don't give a shit. We know with 100% accuracy, type that,
mm-hmm.
with 100% accuracy, what's going on with your thumb right now is just a neural pathway in your brain. And we don't even want to get rid of your thumb pain right now. That is not the goal. And it's impossible because right now you're feeling even more pressure because we're doing this kind of publicly. And we know that pressure is the seed of your TMS symptoms. So we don't even want to get rid of the pain anymore right now in this moment. That's not even the goal. The only goal right now as you're typing is just to change your relationship with the pain. It's just a thing that you feel that's okay. It's okay that I'm feeling this right now. There's that voice that wants to throw your fucking phone across the room. That's just a habit. All that is like a learned habit. That feeling of fuck it hurts. But it doesn't need to. The only thing that you need to do to succeed right now in this moment is just be with the pain. Not become friends with it. Let's not go crazy. But just be with the pain and practice being, all right, it's there. It's not dangerous. I'm not hurting myself. This is just a function of neural pathways in my brain. And it's okay. And see if you can actually feel a little bit of happiness or contentment, even though you're in pain. See if right now you're lying there, typing on the phone, you hear my soothing voice, and see if you can actually feel a sense of happiness or joy or contentment in spite of the fact that you're feeling pain. Do not let this frustration and this impatience win out. Because that's keeping you hostile.
It feels 1,000% different.
What do you mean?
It feels so much better.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It didn't, like, halfway through it was getting way worse, and I was like, this is very annoying. And then the last 45 seconds, it feels 75% better.
Keep going. Right now, in this moment. Now you have even more evidence that what's going on with your hands and your thumb is bullshit. Because if there's actually something wrong with you, the more that you type, the worse it's going to get. But the fact that you were actually typing more and it was getting better, it slipped up. I mean, even though intellectually you knew it was TMS, there was a chink in his armor. And you know that now. So bring the fucking pain on, it doesn't matter. All you need to do is just know, I'm okay, and let yourself feel a sense of happiness, or feel a sense of joy, or feel a sense of contentment, even though you have pain. It is not going to hijack your ability to feel okay. All it is a sensation that means nothing, that is meaningless. And just let yourself lie here, and go and breathe, and feel okay, and see if you just kind of like let in the joy of life around you, even though there's this pain, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it goes down 75% or up 200%. None of that matters. The only thing that matters right now is that you practice being authentically indifferent toward the severity of the symptoms. I'm not trying to get rid of your pain. I don't care if your pain goes away. All we want to do is help you practice feeling okay, even though you have pain right now.
I have no pain right now. I'm so excited.
Really?
It's bothering me for like 2 years. That is all that I needed. It will be gone in a week. I am positive.
It will be gone in a week?
Yeah.